Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Last week, Pope Benedict received the letters of credence from the new ambassador to the Holy See from Australia, Tim Fisher. Ambassador Fisher is a one-time Deputy Prime Minister of Australia and will be the first ambassador from the country to reside in Rome. The ambassador says having a resident ambassador will strengthen ties between Australia and the Holy See.
This reflects a very clear-cut decision. It's been looked at in the past on and off. We've had 14 ambassadors since diplomatic recognition in 1973. But the Prime Minister said, look, we have momentum. We want to further punch beyond our numbers. We want to boost this linkage with the Holy See itself, a nation state. Rome, a hub, various in different ways you might look at it. And Australia needs to be on the ground here, fair dinkum, not just with the embassy to Italy, obviously, over the other side of the Tiber, but with the activities of Australian Ambassador Tim Fisher to the nation state of the Holy See and carry on the good work that my deputy Hom and Giles and many others have at the level of Sharjah, but now take it forward. And I'm now in a position to do that, so I was surprised, but it reflected the government's decision to put more momentum behind issues like food security, poverty, people smuggling, piracy, and above all, interfaith dialogue.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.